Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I am with Ralph Moore, Republican, Erie County Elections Commissioner. And Ralph, early voting starts. How does this work?
Well, starting next Saturday, people can come and cast their ballots early. It's going to be at one. You can appear at one of 37 locations across Erie County. And it doesn't matter where you live. You can show up at any one of the 37 locations and cast your ballot. What you would do is sign in as you would normally on election day at your polling location. We utilize electronic poll books, which will then generate the ballot which you are entitled to vote. So if you're in Lancaster but you stop at an early voting site in, the city of Buffalo, you'll be printed a Lancaster ballot, and you'll be handed that ballot and be able to vote.
So you don't have to go to the regular polling place. You can just go to any polling place that has the early voting.
Right. Erie County has established 37 polling sites across the county. There's one in every town and city, and within the city of Buffalo, there are 9 locations, one within each councilmatic district, plus the Erie County Board of Elections offices itself, where you can go and cast an early vote. What this allows you to do is those locations are going to be open on weekends from noon until 6. And on weekdays from noon until 9 p.m., you can stop in at any one of those locations, sign in to vote. Your ballot will be printed. You'll be handed a printed ballot, and you'll be able to cast your vote on the voting machine, just like you would on election day.
Ralph, how many people do you anticipate will take advantage of the early voting the week before the election?
Well, this is the very first time that early voting has occurred in New York State, so we're anticipating a turnout of early voting. However, we're not sure as to what kind of reception it will receive. We're hoping that by expanding the number of hours of early voting where people can cast their ballot, that will increase participation among the electorate and will allow the electorate to go and cast their ballot and then not have to worry about showing up at the polls on election day.
I think there might be a drawback or two about the early voting, and that is once you've taken part in the early voting, you can't go back and change. Is that correct?
That's correct. Unlike absentee balloting, where if you would call the county and we would send you a ballot because you believe you would be out of town on election day and then plans change, you're still able to go and vote on election day at your regular polling site. If you participate in early voting, that is your one and only vote that you're entitled during the course of this election. That's to some degree why it's limited to 10 days before the election, and it will continue on from October 26th right through November 3rd, and it'll be open the weekends and the weekdays. Weekends, the polls will be open from noon until 6, and weekdays, polls will be open from noon to 9.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.